Give me, give that a moment, make sure it's working. Hello, hello everybody. Hello to those lovely ladies who are able to join me live in the Zoom room. Hello to everybody who might be in the manifesting circle. If you're catching us live, you can actually still register and come and jump into the Zoom room. I've just popped the link to register and get the Zoom link in the description of this Facebook Live. So just jump on it, you'll get the link and you can come into the Zoom room and be live here with us and ask questions. And if you're watching the replay, then hello, put hashtag replay into the comments to have I been muted all this time? No? Okay, good, because it looked like I was muted. if you want to get an invitation to join me next time, then just simply register and you will get that. Cool. Renee is about to jump on her bike, so she's going to follow along in the Facebook group. That is cool. Or you can get Zoom on your phone as well, Renee, if you like, because then you don't have to deal with the delay and any weird things that Facebook does, but totally up to you. Okay, so if you are watching the replay, feel welcome to, you know, play along live. Give us your aha moments. And if you've got any questions, pop them in the chat box. And then that's something I can answer maybe in a Facebook Live later or something like that. Now, if you are here live on the call and you have entered the little share challenge, which is a very, you know, low-key share challenge, if you're watching your emails, you would have known about it. Then I'm also going to give away one money blockbuster system to somebody who made the effort to actually be here live on the call with us, because you know what? The more you put in, the more you get out. That's a general beautiful rule in life. So let's get into it. Ladies who are here in the Zoom room with me, let me know. So who wants to go first? Hopefully you've prepared and come with some questions and some things you want to discuss. Doesn't have to be a straight out question. It can just be something you want to talk through to get some clarity. So pop that in the chat box and Dee Dee will keep track and make sure that I get to everybody. So who is up first? And then if you're watching us live on Facebook, then feel welcome to put questions into the chat box as well, because once I answer any questions that are coming up here, then I'm happy to answer your questions if there's still time. So would love to chat, says Claire. Cool. All right. Can you unmute yourself?
Morning.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you very much. I love doing these calls, so I always get excited. It's like, yeah, I get to play with people.
So I have kind of a question. I'm a bit of a saver, an accumulator, as they call us. And I have like a struggle with the spending part mostly. So my question is, does that kind of block the flow of the abundance through me?
Very good question. So just to clarify for everyone else, as well as making sure that we've got it. So basically what you're saying is that you don't like to spend and you try and avoid it.
Yep.
Yep. And can you talk to me a little bit about more about, you know, are there any specific things you notice that you're more reticent to spend money on? Like, is it more personal things or business things or just in general? Or is it like every single time you spend money, you try to limit it?
No, it could be like the frivolous thing. So, you know, I keep promising myself to go for a manicure, pedicure, and I just keep putting it off.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the treats, I think. It's like treating myself like a celebrity or whatever.
Yeah. So I will answer your question, but while we're here, and this is the beauty of being in the Zoom room together, we may as well help you unravel it a little bit. And, you know, because that's a block, right? Mm. Because, let me put it this way. Wouldn't you like to live a life where you can just comfortably spend on those treats, not feel guilty about it, and know there's plenty of money to pay for them? She says.
Yes.
So question then, what sort of thinking do you think would cause you to keep putting off spending money on treating yourself and on enjoying those little luxuries?
Oh, it's the fear of like money not coming in. Like once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. So So in answer to your question, does that block the flow of money coming in, right?
Yeah.
And this is why it's really good to talk through it, right? Because we all do this. You know, it's not till we vocalize it and talk it through with somebody that we go, oh, it's really like kind of obvious and it's right there staring in the face. But when we're in the middle of it, we don't see it. Because the thing is that these, you know, in magnetic money, we call them stories. These stories about, oh, you know, you never know when it's going to run out, or it's just a lucky streak, don't know if it's going to last, or better be safe, you know, better be safe than sorry, all that BS. Like those stories, they're wired in at the unconscious level, and the unconscious is motivated by pure emotion. So that's why this stupid stuff we do doesn't make logical sense. And, you know, and because we're so caught up in everyday life, we don't often stop to even think about it and go, well, you know, what is that all about? It's like, oh, no, I'll do that manicure another time. Oh, that's a bit expensive. You know, I'm not really into getting my nails done anyway. Or, you know, my excuse is always that I don't really look after my nails anyway. But when I get them done, I love getting them done. It makes me feel so abundant and so lovely. But 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh. So the thing is, you know, we make these little, and that's why it's so important to become aware, because we make these little decisions all the time in life based on emotion, because that's what drives all those unconscious patterns. And we don't even realize we're doing it. And so, you know, every time that we do these things, we are unconsciously blocking the flow of money, because we're basically resonating and putting a message out to the universe, and we're reinforcing it to our own unconscious that, oh, you know, it could be over any time, or that there's not really that much surplus anyway. So you're basically keeping yourself small and saying that even though I might have this extra money today, I can't trust that it'll be here tomorrow. And so that's what your mindset's at. And, you know, you're always capped by your lowest common denominator of your belief system. So yeah, absolutely. It's blocking the flow of money, and it speaks to that unconscious pattern, right? That's going on. So just asking those questions, and that's why I'm giving away a money blockbuster system, because the money blockbuster system is a process of questioning and getting your unconscious to kind of figure stuff out and see it from a new perspective, and then go, oh, well, I don't really need to hold on to that thought. I can just let it go. And once you get to that place, then that emotional trigger's gone, and then everything can start to shift and change. So what would it take for you to prove to yourself that you do have the money for maybe just that one little treat this next time? Like what does it take for you to feel comfortable enough to just go book that one thing?
I'm not sure it's even about the money. Like my money is healthy enough in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it's never about the money, as we all find out after a while. Mm. Yeah, so what do you think the real story is underneath that? Because often but you know, it's a bit wasteful and whatever, that's the excuse at the surface level, and that gets you to just not examine what's going on at the deeper level and to move on with life and to keep the pattern alive, right? But then usually the kinds of things that are underneath that are things like, you haven't earned it, you haven't worked hard enough. You know, that would be really selfish of you, you know, to spend that money on yourself.
Mm.
And there's other things we should be spending money on. Those sort of patterns are very common.
Yeah, the deserving thing.
Yeah. The deserving. So that's why I love this work with money, because it's never about the money. It's always about that, you know, feeling deserving, feeling worthy, feeling like you're the woman for the job to live that beautiful, rich and abundant life. So do you want to talk about how you can start to shift this pattern?
Love to, yeah.
Okay, cool. So let me just give you a few little practical suggestions. So number one, you're in magnetic money, aren't you?
I'm not now.
Oh, no, you're not. Okay. Well, that's okay. Get in magnetic money when you can. But sorry, for some reason I thought you were. Money blockbuster systems are a really good thing to start with, at least. But what it's all about is questioning, all right? What is that story driving it? Like, what's that all about? Where does that really come from? And is that even true? Because when you look at the deeper stories, you suddenly realize that it's not really about the money. So number one, actually questioning it and not just kind of letting the pattern keep running unconsciously starts to really weaken it. Because these unconscious patterns, they run at, you know, the speed of light, basically. It's just a pattern in your nervous system that fires and fires and fires. And every time you stop to examine it, you slow it right down really, really slowly, right? So that you can examine it and ask some questions. So that alone weakens it and it gives you the opportunity to look at it from a different perspective. You know, what else could be true? What's a better way of looking at things? So asking yourself really resourceful questions puts your unconscious to work in looking for the solutions. So you don't have to figure it out. You just have to know how to ask the right questions of your unconscious mind to figure it out. And it'll start unraveling. And then at the same time, doing those little practical things that act as a pattern interrupt and also prove to you that it is okay. So I would suggest something like saying, you know, I'm going to set myself a little goal and it's going to be a reasonable goal. Like say I hit this amount of income for the month, then that means I'm booking in to get, you know, like to have a spa day or whatever it is. And you can make them little mini things and you can make them bigger things. And that way it's kind of an agreement you've made with yourself in advance that part of this money that's coming in, that's what it's for, because that's going to help you, number one, feel accomplished, feel rewarded, and then it'll keep feeding the cycle to make you go, all right, well, I actually earned that. I do deserve it because that's the agreement I made with myself when I was thinking all rationally, right? So if you make that agreement with yourself while you're in your rational mind, not in your unconscious mind, it makes it so much easier to actually then stick with it, follow through. It's really important that you follow through, which is why it's so helpful to start with little tiny things. You know, even just things like, okay, I've been working for 2.5 hours straight at my desk. I'm going to get up and go for a half hour walk. Like it starts with these little things of constantly nurturing yourself and rewarding yourself. And then you get more comfortable with it. And then it can build and build and build. And that then helps break the old cycle and helps create a new one. So that's some really good practical ways you can get started.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. You got this. It's a good question.
Just need to do the follow through.
Yes, you do need to do the follow through, which is why it's a, like in magnetic money, we always do buddies. And most things I do, I buddy people up, because then you're not just, you know, you're not just having to commit to yourself. You're committing to somebody else. And if you say to them, look, I've set myself a target. It's a reasonable target. And when I hit that, I'm going to spend this much of that money to go and get my nails done, do this, do that. And it doesn't even matter what it is you do. It's actually the symbolism of it that's important.
Mm.
Right? It's that thing that's like, this is just for me because I did it. Like I, and so then you're kind of rewiring your own brain and you're starting to shift your own pattern. So that's just a really simple, practical way to get started. So get a buddy and you don't have to even tell them what your numbers are, but you can just say, look, I'm setting a target. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to report back to you at the end of the month and say, I made it. And then I'm going to have to also report back to you and say, and now I'm going to go and have my treat. So that way it's, you know, you're kind of locked in because we'll do it for other people long before we do it for ourselves. Cool.
Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Oh, you're totally welcome. Great question. So thanks for that. Now, whose question is that? Dune. Interested in how you manage the transition of your own mindset with your nearest and dearest who are where you were. Great question, Dune. Dune, who's in lockdown in Melbourne. So that's a question that always comes up. Like, I'm starting to change, I'm starting to shift, I'm starting to feel more aligned with abundance and shift my mindset and starting to feel more confident and in control of my money and starting to, you know, not fear it and doubt it and starting to trust it. But this other person is in that old place still, and what do I do about them? And you know, that's why I have a whole bonus module in Magnetic Money on how to deal with other people. And the bottom line is that you can only do you, which I know sounds really frustrating because it's like, but they're making it hard for me. But the thing is that if you, you know, look at the fact that this is a universe that's made up of pure energy, and everything on the outside of you is a reflection of what's going on the inside of you, because you're viewing it and perceiving it and interpreting it through your own filters, through your own perceptions. And your perceptions are based on your belief system. So the thing, and the analogy I haven't used this in a while. The analogy I always used to use is if somebody comes along and just pokes you in the arm like that, you'd go, oh, hello, what's up, right? But if you have a big sore open wound there, and someone comes along and pokes you, and you're going to go, what are you doing? Can't you, you know, you're being so inconsiderate and you really hurt me there. And, you know, you should be more thoughtful. Like, you'll get really upset with them. So the difference isn't in what they did, because all they did was just poked you in the arm with their finger. The difference is in whether or not you have a wound there. So if somebody's behavior is bugging you, it's because they're triggering something within you, right? They're showing you that there's something within you that needs to be healed. And once you heal that, you actually don't give a rip anymore what they do. And I know that when it's like your partner that you live with, there's still an element of the practicalities of everyday life. But when you're in a place where you don't have the trigger within you anymore, then you can address those in a whole different way and you can start to make incremental changes. So what the girls at Magnetic Money always find is that as they keep working on themselves and shifting all those internal old stories and patterns and shifting their mindset and, you know, how they, the, and that changes the filter through which they view the world and heals those wounds, then their partners suddenly miraculously change. And it's like, oh, what just happened, right? So whenever they're showing up, and, you know, say it's like a really common one is, oh, my partner keeps asking me about my business and how much money I made this month. And it's, you know, I'm really sick of all this questioning and all this interrogation and being made to feel like it's just not good enough. And, you know, the honest truth is that's reflecting back to you, your own insecurity at whatever level that, oh, I'm still not making enough money. It's not good enough. You know, I'd said I was going to be here and I'm only there and I'm worried that I'm not going to get to the next stage. And it reflects all of that back because the bottom line is they just went, hey, babe, how's it going? How much money did you make this month? Right? Are we going to be able to, I don't know, put that extension on the house soon or whatever. And if you were feeling really good about your business and feeling really great about your income, you'd go, oh my God, yes, let's start drawing up the plans. You know, I want a huge spa bath and blah, blah, blah. Like, you'd be in a whole different frame of mind. So unfortunately, it always comes back to us, or fortunately, because it actually means you're in your power, right? So Dune, your question is actually more, well, your question is about how do you manage the transition? You really need to do your very best to just kind of put yourself in that little bubble as you transition your mindset and not try to go too early into, and now I'm going to save you. In fact, don't ever try to save them because you can't, and you can't change them, but they will change as a result of you shifting, because you will start, you know, then being a mirror for them of all the positivity and all the things they believe in and all the, you know, exciting future that they can see. So, you know, it's like animals can smell fear, so can partners, right? So, and when you don't have that within you anymore, they start to go, ah, oh, yeah, it's all good, right? And then they shift, and then you sort of become their inspiration to create their own change, because everybody's got their own stuff and their own money blocks to work through. And if you're wobbly, you can't possibly help them become stable. And if you try to go there too soon, or if you try to, yeah, like most people try to change their partner, don't. Change yourself, get really stable, isolate yourself while you're doing the work, you know, as much as you can. And then one day you'll turn around and go, oh, that's all different now. Does that answer your question, Dune? Feel welcome to unmute yourself, by the way.
It sort of does. But it was, it's also like I'm looking at my friendship group and going, you know, I don't want to be having those conversations. I feel like I'm between things.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's quite difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a follow-up question too. Can I do that?
Or is
that
someone... absolutely. And actually, just before you give me that, I'd love to hear from the other ladies on this call that your response is about the friendship group. I'll address it in a moment too, but feel welcome to pop in the chat box what your experience has been like. Particularly some of you, you know, have been on this personal growth journey for a while and, you know, also help others with that journey. So there's some really great wisdom on this call. And go ahead with your follow-up question, Dean.
Okay, so I don't know if it was you, maybe Denise Duffield Thomas. Anyway, someone said something once which really helped me with this stuff, which was money needs a job to do. And something you said to Claire triggered that for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love to travel, and we have one child who is a regular international athlete and another who is on the road to that. So mm-hmm. having jobs for money to do was not a problem.
More jobs than money?
More jobs than money. And we were managing, but I'm doing really well. Bookkeepers are really busy at this time. And I'm trying to spend money on nice things, you know, but I don't need any more things. And the sort of, you know, when there's no travel possible, our household just goes, yeah, well, we've got enough. We're fine, thanks. We're okay.
Cool. Okay, so I will answer that, and then hopefully I'll remember to come back to the friends thing. Let me just make a quick note about that. Mm. So, yes, every dollar needs a job to do. Absolutely. That's why we put together the magnetic money system, because you need to assign every dollar a job to do. Now, that doesn't mean every dollar needs to be spent on something.
Mm.
Big difference, right? So when you say, oh, there was never any shortage of jobs for our money to do because of all the travel, my response was actually going to be, well, then some of your money needs the job of making what I call money babies, right? Actually mm-hmm. being invested to grow, and so that your money is working for you and your money itself is actually going to work and growing, because there's, you know, Bob Proctor used to say, oh, I'm sure he still says it, there are two ways of making money: people at work and money at work, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody starts with people at work, but then the trick is to start putting your money to work for you and start, you know, getting leverage and making compound interest work for you rather than against you. And that's why we go through that whole process of making sure we pay down debt where compound interest is working against you. And then we start tipping the scales into making compound interest work for you so that your money's growing and making money babies. And, you know, you can sort of imagine the family tree just exploding. So with you right now going, well, travel's kind of, you know, not happening. What do I do with my money? That can become a big money block. And I think that's where your question's coming from, right? And it's like, well, so I don't need any more money because we've got nothing. We can't spend it right now.
Well, you know, I've got a little shop. It's returning $1,000 a month more than the mortgage. So I'm in that spot between, you know, not enough quite to buy the next property, but, you know, and we've just about paid off this. I think we've got $20,000 on the mortgage or something. So, yeah, kind of there, but... just, yeah, I need to think about it.
So you're saying that I'm just going to play with this and so that we figure out exactly where your question's coming from, because there's a couple of different directions, right? So is it that you're finding that you're really comfortable and you've lost the hunger?
Pretty much.
Okay. Mm. So this is interesting, right? Because why is that a bad thing, that you no longer feel hungry, that you feel like there's, using the hunger analogy, plenty, there's enough to eat and you never go hungry. Mm. Do you think that that's going to make you suddenly run out of food?
No. I just
stop the food, right? But the interesting thing is, and I talk about this like desire versus yearning. We are so conditioned to want stuff that we don't have, and we're so used to it that we think that, you know, having that desire for growth is about feeling like something's missing, because that's what our nervous system gets conditioned into. Like, we can get conditioned into, oh my God, I really, really want this because I don't have it. So I'm going to work my ass off and really focus and do all the things and, you know, do the mindset strategies and the money strategies and run, work my business so that I can have this thing I desperately want because I don't have it. And that is actually a transition that people go through when they start doing this work. You actually get to a stage where you go, actually, there's plenty. Like, there's plenty, and I can just relax. That doesn't mean that you don't appreciate it or enjoy it. It just means you get to move out of a place of like fear and, you know, being in that fight or flight response and actually just being quite cruisy. And so that's a thing that happens. And then people get a bit freaked out by it, going, well, if I suddenly don't care so much, you know, am I sabotaging myself because suddenly I feel like everything's okay and I don't have the hunger? But it's actually just a transition into getting to a place where you know you're okay and there's plenty for all you want and need. And then you can start to shift to just being like going, oh, this would be nice. That would be nice. Yeah, I'd like to do that. And it sort of shifts and changes into more a, you know what, life is just freaking awesome and I love it. And I don't have to like do the big pump myself up Tony Robbins style, you know, and then fist pump the air every time I meet a goal. Like that to most of us, especially as women, is not really how we want to live life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great to celebrate our achievements, but just to be in a bit of a flow where it's like, yeah, this is just natural and normal and there's plenty more and this is what I want to do next. That's a great way to be. Mm. So number one, don't worry that you're suddenly going to sabotage yourself because you don't care so much anymore. And then it's more about finding stuff you know, learning to live in that place of appreciation. Like, how does Abraham put it? Satisfied with what is and eager for more. So it's actually about, I'm actually in a really good place. Mm. And like, this will be really nice to have next. And wouldn't that be lovely? But you know what? Either way, I'm good. And that actually allows things to flow much more effortlessly. And it is a bit weird because when you start getting to that place, you're like, go, well, this is different. Like, I'm not conditioned to operate like this. Is that making sense? Is that helpful? Mm.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So, you know, I was also going to say this is the great time to sort of go, well, what is that next trip we're going to want to take? And let's put that money aside and, you know, let's give every dollar a job to do in that we're going to put that money aside. And maybe we set a goal. If we want to have this much money in the bank to go on a big, beautiful trip with the whole family. So we're going to need this much money. Let's start putting that money aside. Let's put compound interest to work for us. And like, let's start setting some goals that are not about survival, but actually about, you know, the next level of life and just excitedly looking forward to it. So that's the key.
Yep. I think the thing that while you were talking, I was thinking, actually, what I want is more time to do art and stuff. And I've actually taken this week off because I've been working flat out since January. So money, working while I'm not making money, it's probably the next job is to actually work less.
Yeah. Get into even more of that lifestyle of just, you know, abundance. Abundance is a lifestyle. And so, yes, it's that transition to go from we really, really need this money to actually this is how I want to live. And did you do the Millionaire You workshop?
I did.
We did it in the Magnetic Money Tribe. So, you know, it's tapping into those things, like your core values, the things that really drive you at that primal level, and letting those kind of start to lead the way, letting that energy be what attracts you and moves you forward.
Mm.
Nice question. And just back to the friendship. So Jen put a really good comment in the chat box. I'll read it out for those who aren't in the Zoom room. The best way to support the friendship piece is to shine your own light brightly, lead by example, and get your friends curious about what has changed. And sometimes this might involve letting go of old stories and conversations that you may have had in the past. change the conversation by changing where it leads. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes along this journey, it's just time to, you know, friend people for a season and a reason and all of that. So sometimes it's just time to, it just happens naturally. Mm. But what I would say is, if you don't like where the conversation's going, then if you can't change it, find a way to distance yourself from it, because you don't need that negative input. Just as, you know, I make this conscious decision, I don't watch the news, because it's a whole lot of negative input, and then it just starts spinning around in there. So, you know, and again, just like partners, friends will either follow you and go, wow, this is amazing, I want what you're having, or they're not, they're just not ready for it. And it just happens because the energy is not a match, right? Mm. If you're consistently on this high vibing energy, they'll go, oh, she's just so sickeningly positive all the time, I can't stand it, because it triggers
That's exactly
their
what
stuff.
Friend I'm thinking of says about people.
Exactly.
It's just like, oh.
Yeah, because she's stuck in her negative pattern. Mm. And right now that's just where she's at, and she cannot see outside of that.
Mm.
She just can't.
One friend, you know, tried to tell her and she just cut that friend off.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That's what happens. And sometimes you have to go, do you know what, honey? We're all on our own journey. My number one responsibility is to myself. Mm. So I love you. Good luck with that. I'll see you once a month instead of once a week. You know, we'll see what happens, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very
thank
common.
You.
You're totally welcome. That's a good set of questions. What else have we got?
I'll mute myself.
Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, I'm not seeing anything else in the comments. Who else has a question for me, lovelies? Or did you just all come along to listen to everybody else's questions and get the gold? And there is a lot of gold to be had from other, like hearing other people's questions. And the, you know, the synchronicity is always such that you hear just what you need to hear. And even if it's just that one little golden nugget, that's a really powerful thing. Now, I was going to just let me know what questions you've got. Like, just let me know in the chat box what your question is. But I had a couple of comments on the share challenge post. Oh, no, Claire, we talked about your question. Renee said, one habit around money I would like to change is being worried there's not enough in old age. So that's, Tez is just owning up to the fact, I just came along to listen to other people's questions. That is totally cool. But next time, come here with your own question, because that's the, you know, it's a great opportunity. So yes, the worrying about that there's not going to be enough in old age. So, you know, as we do get a little bit older and start realizing that life is not infinite in this 3D reality that we're in, we do start thinking about that stuff. And number one, if that's something that's really bugging you, I would number one, just look at what did your parents model for you? You know, is that a story you picked up because it's what your parents maybe either always told you or what actually happened to them? And just because it happened to them or it's what they bought into doesn't mean it has to be your story. And that's a huge part of, you know, we do the hypnotic story process in Magnetic Money. And that's a huge part of it. Like just actually going, it is just the story. Most of the time, it's not even bloody my story. And I don't have to keep believing the story. I can start telling a new story. And that disconnects that emotional hook. So looking at where does that story come from that, you know, you're not going to be okay in old age. And then on a really practical level, you know, having a plan, like when you have a plan, you don't have to worry so much anymore. Now, I'm just trying to remember, Renee, where are you based? I can't remember where you're based. In Australia, we've got a really great book called The Barefoot Investor. And he talks about personal finance, not business finance, but he talks about this myth that you need $1 million in the bank to retire comfortably. And it's just not true, right? Because we have the age pension and then you're still allowed to work part-time, and like who wouldn't want to work a couple of days a week and do something that gets them out and engages them in the community or whatever. And then, you know, he sort of breaks it all down and goes, so you don't actually need $1 million in the bank. And most people do live in this state of fear going, where am I going to find $1 million cash and a freehold property to retire with, right? And so it's about shifting the mindset and actually having a plan. So number one, what's the story you're telling yourself, and why do you think that that's got to be your story? And then, you know, the magical with the practical, on the practical side, actually putting a plan together and going, okay, well, what is my plan? What is my retirement plan? You know, and looking at what are your finances looking like and what needs to be a priority. And then, like we said with Dune, actually giving every dollar a job to do and go, right now, my number one priority is this. And it might be, you know, paying off credit card debt or paying off my home loan or starting to put more money away into my superannuation or starting to put some money away for investing, and just knowing what that wealth creation plan is, which stage you're at, and actually knowing that you're underway, that really settles all those fears and those nerves. And that's why, you know, doing the practical side of money, like, to me, it's madness not to have it go hand in hand with doing the energetic and the mindset stuff, because the energetic and the mindset stuff, that's all very well. But if you don't walk the talk, then you're still just hoping for the best, and you know, at worst, you're repressing all your fears and pretending everything's okay because you're not willing to step up to the plate and actually take care of your money. And when you do take care of your money and you put that plan in place, then you can kind of relax and go, no, that's okay. I can spend this money on myself. You know, Claire can go get her nails done because she knows that she's earned that amount of money this month, and that money is earmarked to be spent on her having fun. And the other stuff that her money needs to do is all being taken care of as well, because every dollar has a job to do, and some of those dollars have the job of helping me achieve financial stability and financial freedom, and some of those dollars have the job of helping me take care of myself, feel great about myself, and, you know, enjoy life along the way. And that helps me raise my vibration and keep shifting my mindset around how abundant life is, and that allows more money to flow, which means there's going to be even more dollars available to grow my wealth, you know, and it all builds and builds and builds. So in answer to that one, I would say, number one, examine the stories underneath that are driving that. You know, whose stories are they anyway, Renee? And then also start doing some of those practical things and start making a plan and giving every dollar a job to do. Cool. Kim says, my money is a mess. Oh, Kim. We're going to reframe all of that. I've been trying to give it jobs, but I don't know enough about the investing and compound interest. Okay. Do you want to unmute yourself?
There we go.
Okay. Okay. So you don't have to know a lot about investing or compound interest to get started. You just have to understand that there is this thing called compound interest. And like I explained to my, for some reason, my son is still reticent about investing. And he's, you know, I'm half Greek, his dad's Greek. And I said, you know, it's that old WOG mentality of put your cash under the mattress. Like, he's a little bit wired like that. And I'm going, honey, you need a Raise account. Like, you're 19. I've been pestering him since he turned 18. And he's still like, oh no, you know, I just want my money where I can grab it. So the way I explained it to him is, well, we've got CPI, and CPI basically means that, say CPI is 3%, that every year your money's worth 3% less. So if you just hold on to that cash, you know, each year it's shrinking by 3% and it's worth less and less. So you need to counteract that CPI at the very least by investing enough money at a higher rate of return so that you outperform CPI. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
I give it jobs and all the bills are paid, and, you know, I started a business so that I could have that. And then the leftover, I don't know what to do with it. There's not a lot left over, but yeah, there's enough that I know I should be doing something with it. I don't know what to do with it.
Cool. So in Magnetic Money, we set up like I call it a bucket system, where it's like, it's buckets of money, and different buckets have different purposes. So there is one bucket that's like, this is the bucket that pays my bills. Then there's the bucket that, you know, is your, like, your fun money and your discretionary spending, like groceries and all that other stuff. And then there's the wealth creation bucket. Now, the wealth creation bucket is everything that And forget about the word compound maybe for a moment with interest if it confuses you, but the wealth creation bucket is everything that has interest attached to it, right? So your credit card charges you interest, your mortgage charges you interest, your car loan charges you interest, and that's interest you're being charged. But then on the flip side, there's ways to earn interest, you know, with investments and so forth, even term deposits and so on. So that wealth creation bucket is everything where there's interest involved. Now, the thing with interest and what compound interest means is that if you have a credit card owing $1,000 and you're charged 20% per annum, and I'm just going to, it doesn't really exactly work like this, but just to keep the numbers simple, in a year, you're charged, you know, $200 interest. Okay. And if you don't pay that down, then you're going to be charged interest on that $200 as well as on the $1,000 you owe. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
And so then, and if you don't pay that down, you're going to be charged interest on the, and that's what compound interest means. So it's the interest kind of, you know, making more debt babies, right? So it's like this family tree that's working against you. So what we want to do is make sure that some of our money is being pointed at that bucket, and it first of all reduces that effect as quickly as possible, because that's, you know, you owing more money on and owing more money on the money that you owe, and bringing that down, and then tipping the scales into starting to grow your wealth. Does that make sense? That's a super quick lesson on how we do it.
That makes sense.
So, you know, I talk about money babies, and it's like your money being invested to then, you know, have babies, and then the babies have babies, and the babies have babies. So that's the family tree we want to grow. But on the other hand, if you have debt, that's that, if you don't get that under control, your debt's making debt babies. And that's why people find it hard to get ahead. You know, they can't seem to get on top of their credit card. It's always maxed out. And, you know, they're sort of stuck there. So in terms of giving it jobs to do, when you start to give some of your money, and it's really good to make it a dedicated amount. Percentages work really well, like 20% of my income or whatever goes towards that wealth creation bucket. That's how we do it in Magnetic Money. You know, this pool of money goes towards wealth creation, and wealth creation starts by getting rid of debt, because that's wealth creation in reverse. That's like negative wealth creation. And then as we get that under control, then the scales will tip, and you start creating wealth by making money babies. So we cull the debt babies and we get that under control, and then we start making money babies. Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes sense. Makes okay. a lot of sense.
Cool. So to get you a super quick like boot camp on compound interest and how to make it work for you, not against you. But you know, that's the point of being on the call. Like, I want to give you as much value as I can. So just to make sure you kind of got it, what do you think that means in terms of what you can practically do to start to no longer feel like your money is a mess? Because that's not a very good mindset.
It's, well, I've been working very hard since I started listening to you, working very hard on giving my money jobs and making sure it does what it needs to do so that the bills are paid and we can handle emergencies, things like that. So on the other side,
so you know, it's starting to be less of a mess and starting to get a lot more organized, right?
It's starting to get organized. I don't have that stress of how am I going to pay that bill this week. So
start telling that story instead of telling the story that your money is a mess. Sorry, I'm just going to be, you know, give you a little.
Nope.
Mum's just having a little word. Yep, go on. So your money's starting to get more organized, which is great, and you're not feeling stressed about it. Awesome. Right. And
so the other question that kind of would lead to that is, I'm trying to figure out the money story, right? And you say things like, did you grow up learning money didn't grow on trees and all of these things? So my mom loves the word frugal. You must be frugal. And so I went through to find out what kind of money archetype I was, and I'm all of them, because I like to save money because I'm supposed to be frugal, but I'm a professional shopper for some boutiques, so I love to spend money, so I'm always spending and shopping, but I'm a planner, so I'm always figuring out what needs to be done next. So I don't know what to do with that.
Okay. So the money habit archetype is about opening the conversation, right? So don't get too caught up on, you know, because some people say, I can't figure out if I'm a spender or an accumulator. And like a really quick way, however, to get a better idea is to say, well, when there's plenty of money to pay the bills, and then, you know, I say I give you $1,000 and you know that everything else has been taken care of, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go shopping.
So you're a spender. Your natural inclination is, what can I do with this? You know, it's bonus money. It's there to be spent. So that's a quick way to find out what your predominant pattern is. And you know, these patterns, they come from, and I'm so sorry, Kim, you need magnetic money?
Not yet.
No. I feel like everybody's in magnetic money. that's just my visualization that the whole world is in the magnetic money program. So
we should be.
Yeah. Well, yes. So the habit archetype, like that's opening the conversation, and we just established what your predominant pattern is, right? And the thing is that when you dig deep and you go, okay, what's the story that's feeding it? Then you find, well, most people are either that's their pattern in response to what they were told growing up. And they're like, okay, uh-huh. Yeah. All right. I'll do that. Or they're like, F this, I'm doing the opposite. So if mum says, you've got to be frugal, darling, and take good care of yourself and deny yourself, you're going, shit, I've got a spare $1,000, I'm going shopping. You know, so it the pattern can often be like in as a rebellion against what you were taught growing up and the story you were taught growing up. So you kind of start playing around with that. And you know, like without having the whole hypnotic story process, it's not quite the same as when you go through the process. However, you can start just by asking yourself those questions and start getting some more clarity and go, oh, okay, so mum told the story about how you've got to be frugal because what was her excuse for needing to be frugal?
When she was growing up, there was never enough.
There you go.
Never enough food, never enough money. Never enough to go around.
Yeah. So your response is, shit, there's a bit spare. I'm going to grab it while I can because tomorrow there may not be enough.
Right.
So see how that's the story? And if you buy into that story that I better spend it while I can because there may not be any more coming because there's only ever just enough. So your spender pattern, even though your mum told you to be frugal, your spender pattern is still keeping that story alive because when you spend it all, you're back to baseline, back right? You're back to just frugal. Enough. Yeah. Well, you're back to being forced to be frugal. The money was there, but you got rid of it quickly because the story is there's only ever just enough. So we've got to keep that story alive by getting rid of any excess really quickly. So see how much of your story you're starting to unravel already. And so when you start to break that down, you go, well, is that even true? And I can start telling a new story, then you can start to shift that pattern and realize that I'm getting rid of my money just to keep that story alive. But what if there's always more than enough? What if my new story starts to become that there's always more than enough? And what if I start actually putting some practical steps in place to start embodying that and proving it to myself?
Okay.
So there you go. So do you feel like you're a bit closer to understanding the story?
Yes, a lot closer.
Yeah.
So how do you start to turn that around? Is it a mindset? Is it practicality?
It's all of the above working together. It's all of the above working together. So what we do in Magnetic Money with the hypnotic story process is there's actually a hypnosis like process that you go through. You go into this deep hypnotic state and you really get to see that story clearly. And then you get to write it out in a way that allows you to disengage from it. So you basically write the story as just a story. And because that is you zooming out and seeing it from this higher level, it allows you to release the emotional connection to it. So you've got to do that work first. You've got to release the emotional connection to it until you just kind of go, you know, poke me, guys. Oh, yeah, there's nothing there. And as soon as you get to that stage, then it becomes really easy to start wiring in the new story. And you do that by think, feel, and do, right? You start shifting the way you think about money, and you can do it little by little, making sure that you start feeling abundant and allowing yourself to feel abundant and to feel the surplus and the joy of the surplus more of the time, and to start actually doing that, just finding little ways even to hack yourself and like kind of trick yourself into, oh my God, I've got savings growing. So I did, there's a blog somewhere on my, if you jump on my website, I did a blog on how to start saving when you're a spender, money habit archetype. If you haven't found that one yet, go check that out.
Okay. That's got some good
practical tips. You're totally welcome. All right. So we're kind of getting up to the end of our time together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw the winner of the Money Blockbuster System. And I'll do that. So thank you to those of you who are here live on the call with me, because it would be a very boring Q&A without you. And thank you to those of you who entered the share challenge. And I will, every time I run one of these, I will run a little share challenge, but you just have to really keep an eye on your emails, because I do want to run one of these calls once a month, but I don't want to bombard you with emails to say, hey, you know, there's a share challenge. Oh, thank you. That's awesome. The link to the blog is in the chat box. So it's miriamcastillo.com/058 for anybody else watching who wants to find that. miriamcastillo.com/058 is how to build a savings buffer when you're a spender. Thanks, Jen. You rock. So yes, so to go on the list to get the invitation for the next Magnetic Monday call, jump on miriamcastillo.com/Magnetic Monday. And I've put that link in the description of this video, so you'll find that there. And then you can join us live in the Zoom room, and you can go in the draw to win a Money Blockbuster System. Now, the Money Blockbuster System is something that it's in the Magnetic Money program. It's one of the many tools we use in the Magnetic Money program, but it's actually one that can stand on its own and be used anytime that you feel like, oh, there's some limiting belief going on here. And, you know, it's starting to cause me, like the way I explain it in Magnetic Money is use this when it's starting to have an emotional effect on you, when it's not just thoughts, but it's also thoughts that are starting to create a pattern of feeling. That's when you jump in and you use this process. And this process, it's very simple. And what you actually get is you get a tutorial video teaching you how to use it and with an example of how to go through it. And it's just a series of questions that you ask yourself that gets your unconscious to start unraveling what's been going on and what that story is and start looking at it in a new and different way. And it's like a DIY process, and it's incredibly useful, and you can use it like on loads and loads of things and really help yourself keep moving forward. So that's what I'm about to give away. So let me just, and that's valued at $197. It is actually on sale at the moment. So I'll give you guys the link to that in a second. The winner is Claire Wright. Woohoo! Woohoo! Well done, Claire. So Claire, can you send an email to support@miriamcastillo.com, please? Because then we can send you, we'll have to give you like a discount code that gives it to you for free so you can log in there and get it. So yeah, that's the Money Blockbuster System, all yours. $197 worth of value, but really fairly priceless because you can keep clearing your money blocks DIY, and it takes care, like I kind of say, it takes care of probably 85% of what goes on for people, because a lot of what goes on for people is not as deep-seated and nasty as you think. It's just that, you know, it's those patterns that we're so used to just letting run on autopilot and not doing anything about. So use it frequently, like get in the habit of using it. It'll do you really well. It'll serve you very, very well. If you guys want to check out the Money Blockbuster System while it's still on sale, I don't have an end date on the sale, to be honest. I've just keep forgetting to take it off sale. It's at miriamcastillo.com/MBBS, Money Blockbuster System, MBBS. And it's on sale for $39, down from $197, and for however long till Miriam remembers that that sale's meant to finish some time ago, I think. And also, just before we go, I want to let you know that I'm running a special VIP accelerator for the Magnetic Money program, and there are some spots left. So I first offered it just to the existing Magnetic Money students, and we've got some spots remaining. So what that is you get the Magnetic Money program, where we go through you know, how to align with abundance so that you get vibrational stability and continuously attract more money consistently. Then we go through the unraveling the old money story so you stop sabotaging yourself and change all those old patterns. And then we set up your magnetic money system so that your money actually goes to work for you, making money babies. We do all of that. It includes hypnosis, which makes it pretty unique. And it also includes that, you know, marrying the magical with the practical, which is really where the power of magnetic money lies. It's not just about manifesting and mindset, and it's not just about, you know, learning how to manage your money. It's about doing both in a really beautiful, holistic way. So I'm running a VIP accelerator. You basically get access to magnetic money, which is lifetime access with two live calls, support calls a month, and you get VIP access, which includes two one-on-one sessions with me and some extra VIP group calls. So it's for those people who really want that extra support and personal guidance through the Magnetic Money program. And we start on October the 5th. So that's 2 weeks from as we're going live today. And if you're interested in that, or you've been wanting to join Magnetic Money and you're not sure whether you should do the VIP accelerator or just join the regular program, just email me, miriam@miriamcastilla.com. The VIP accelerator is by application only anyway, because it's a small group and I'm giving one-on-one access to me, which, to be honest, I won't do in the future, especially at this price. It's priced at $1,195 US, and that's the whole package. Like, that's magnetic money, which is about to go up to $995 US, plus the VIP accelerator with two one-on-one sessions with me. So it's a crazy awesome price. There is a payment plan available. So if you're wanting to join Magnetic Money and you're not quite sure about whether or not to do the VIP accelerator, just email me, miriam@miriamcastilla.com, because the VIP is by application only. And if we chat and we decide that, you know, just do the regular program, then yeah, we can sort that out as well. So that is it for today, for this Magnetic Monday call. I'm hoping to do one of these about once a month. And all you need to do is go on the list to be notified, which is miriamcastilla.com/Magnetic Monday. And then just keep an eye out for the email and join me on the next one. Have an awesome day, lovely ladies. Thank you for all your beautiful questions and all your amazing energy. Bye for now.